We continue our homily series, Trust Me. Last weekend was on how does my view affect my ability to receive God's mercy? Is my view of God as a tyrant, where in which I don't want to repent, I want to hide? Or the other extreme is God as a pushover of I don't have to take responsibility for my actions, God will forgive me even if I don't repent. And it's these two extremes that close me off from God's mercy, but a proper view of God and his mercy opens me up to a merciful embrace. This Sunday, we look at what does the merciful God look like? What are the qualities of his mercy? In our gospel, where Jesus tells the parable of the prodigal son, prodigal meaning one who squanders one's resources, and that's probably the most common title, at least for this parable, is the parable of the prodigal son. But Pope Francis, in his letter opening the year, announcing the year of mercy last spring, mentioned this parable as the parable of the father with two sons. This parable could also be called the parable of the merciful father, because the father really is the most important character in this parable. The father is the image of what God is, that God is a merciful father, and reveals what God in his mercy is like, something of his qualities of mercy, how he interacts with the younger son and also with the older son. So toward that younger son, we see that he lets his younger son squander his inheritance. He lets him essentially say to his face, I wish you were dead. That's what the younger son was saying when he said, I want my inheritance now. Give it to me, Dad. And the dad's like, fine, I'll let you have it. And when that younger son comes crawling back, walking back, the father, when he catches sight of him, he recognizes that's his son. He doesn't say, well, I'm going to wait here and have him grovel back. No, he runs out. He embraces him, kisses him. He's probably disheveled, dirty, perhaps a walking pigsty at this point, and feeding swine. But the father doesn't care. It's his son. He embraces him. And that son confesses, Father, I've sinned against you. And immediately the father just lavishes gifts upon him. Quick, the finest robe, put a ring on his finger, sandals on his feet. Though it wasn't mentioned, I'm sure he would have said, get this guy a bath, get some warm water ready, let's get him cleaned up so we can celebrate. Let's feast. My son is back, let's rejoice. I'm reconciled with my son, let's rejoice. Now that inheritance that the younger son wanted, in the order of grace, refers to the life of grace you and I receive in baptism, that we can squander, we can push aside, get rid of, say, I don't want this God, when we turn away from him through serious sin. But when we turn back to him with his grace, the Lord is right there to run to embrace us, to have confidence in his mercy, for us to open our hearts more fully, to confess to him our sorrow so that he can then restore us to friendship, bring reconciliation. That reconciliation with God allows us to rejoice with God. Now that father's actions also toward the older son reveal something of his mercy, of this older son's angry. He hears dancing and music and he doesn't go in and go like, oh, what's going on? He's kind of leery. What's all this music and dancing, all this happiness? And he doesn't go in. And from his responses, it seems he has a chip on his shoulder, that older son, in the sense of he doesn't see him being a son as a gift, but rather as a burden. He says, I've done all these things all these years. It's kind of a gloomy response he gives to his dad, as well as there's a sense of envy there that my brother, he got to do all these bad things and you're letting him off that easy? This isn't fair. Well, or I wish at least I could have done that. I would have done that if I would have known this was going to happen. that he doesn't get it. That he's envious, he's angry, he's not happy. He doesn't realize all that he has. And the father is there. The father just takes this response. When he comes out to his son and begs, he could have just said, well, forget it. You don't want to come in? All right, that's your choice. But he goes out here, he begs him to come in. And he even receives some insults from his older son, where his older son says, look, your son did this. He doesn't address his father as father, and he doesn't address his brother as brother. He says, your son. He's distancing himself from his father, his brother. But the father's there, and he takes it, and he still invites that older son, come in. Come rejoice. You're here with me always. Everything that I have is yours. Come rejoice that your brother is back with us. Rejoice. And this can apply to you and me, to anyone in the situation where they have that thought of, I've been faithful all these years. I've gone to church every week. I pray every day. This isn't fair. I'm not happy in my faith. And so-and-so who's lived a questionable life, they've come back to the Lord, and they're having all this great, they've received God's mercy, and they're embracing that love. This just makes me sick, God, that I've been faithful, and this is what I get. And the Lord says to a person in that situation, look again. Look how I, in my mercy, have protected you, that you've been protected in my mercy, and I've shared my divine life with you daily, most particularly at Mass in Holy Communion. Everything I have is yours. You should be thankful, happy that you've been protected, that you don't have all this baggage that your younger brother has. Be grateful, rejoice, and now rejoice that your brother is back. God is merciful, and his mercy brings about reconciliation, so that we can rejoice. With the younger son or the older son, probably all of us are a mix of a little bit of both. But God wants to bring reconciliation deeper in our hearts, that we can rejoice in him. That father reveals himself as patient, extending mercy, compassion. He's gentle toward both of his sons who insult him to his face, because he wants to bring them back. He wants to reconcile them, reconcile the relationship he has with them, so that they can rejoice with him. God is a merciful father. He manifests himself as mercy. And he's going to pour himself out anew at this Mass and Holy Communion. And he wants to embrace you, to be reconciled more fully to him, to rejoice in that reconciliation, that communion with him, and rejoice with everyone else also who's receiving that. Not to say, well, this isn't, the so-and-so shouldn't receive or so-and-so. No, we rejoice together here. We rejoice in the Lord. He's merciful. That mercy, one of the primary effects is to rejoice. Rejoice.